Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive. Ready for another Deep Dive?
Always.
Today, we're going to be looking closely at something that I'm sure we've all experienced at some point, slip and fall accidents, and specifically here in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
You might be prepping for a meeting. Mm. Maybe you're like brushing up on some personal injury law, or even if you're just curious about this everyday hazard.
Right.
We'll be digging into info from the Bader Scott Injury Lawyers website.
Great resource.
Yeah, to really break down these slip and falls, what are the key things you really need to know about them?
Yeah, we're going way beyond just the surface. Mm. Deeper understanding of what makes these incidents so serious.
The National Floor Safety Institute, have you heard of those guys?
Yeah.
They have this crazy statistic, millions of slip and fall accidents every year. Every year.
Wow.
Lead to emergency room visits.
Really highlights that these are not just a minor mishap.
Yeah.
Slip and falls, serious injuries, long-term medical issues, and even impact your ability to earn a living.
It's true.
Yeah.
It really makes you think twice about those little signs that say, like, watch your step or whatever.
For sure.
Right. Have you ever, like, had a close call? I feel like we've all had a close call.
Oh, yeah.
Nearly tripping on an uneven sidewalk or, like, slipping on a wet floor.
All the time, especially in Atlanta. You know, we've got a lot of different hazards here.
Yeah. What are some of the things that you've, like, nearly slipped on?
I'd say rainy days, you know?
Oh, of course, yeah.
Slippery sidewalks, puddles in those store entrances, even like, you know, inside of buildings after they've been cleaned.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of all over.
It's a good reminder to be extra careful when things are damp.
For sure.
Yeah.
But honestly, it's not just about the wetness.
Oh, okay.
Atlanta has a ton of uneven surfaces, especially with all the tree roots we have here. Like, you could be walking down a, you know, seemingly normal sidewalk and trip on a raised section of pavement. Happens all the time.
Happens to me all the time.
I know. It's a real issue. You know, we've also got loose carpeting, poor lighting, missing handrails, even obstacles right in walkways.
Oh, wow.
All of these things contribute to slip and fall accidents.
I feel like the term for all this is premises liability.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right.
Premises liability law basically boils down to the responsibility that property owners have.
Okay.
To keep their premises reasonably safe for visitors. That could be a homeowner, business owner, even the city, right? When it comes to those sidewalks we were talking about.
So if like a property owner knows or reasonably should have known about a hazard, but they don't do anything to fix it, and someone gets hurt because of it, then it gets interesting, right?
Absolutely.
Legally.
That's when the person who's hurt might actually have a reason to file a personal injury claim for negligence.
Okay, so let's break that down a little bit. What does negligence actually mean, like, in a slip and fall?
Negligence basically means the property owner didn't act with reasonable care to prevent harm, and that harm, you know, was foreseeable.
All right.
In a slip and fall case, you'd need to prove that the owner knew or should have known about that dangerous condition, and that they had a chance to fix it, and that they failed to do so, and that failure led to you getting hurt.
It's left to prove.
Yeah.
Right. So it's about establishing that whole chain of responsibility.
Exactly. And that's where something called statutes of limitations come in.
Oh, okay.
And that's just a fancy way of saying there's a time limit for filing a lawsuit.
Okay.
In Georgia, you've got 2 years from the date of your slip and fall to file a personal injury claim.
Gotcha. So don't wait around.
No, absolutely not. The sooner you talk to a lawyer, the better.
Yeah.
They can help you understand your rights and options.
Speaking of evidence, what are some of the things that someone should focus on, like, documenting if they've been injured?
Well, number one, seek medical attention immediately.
Yeah.
This is crucial for your well-being, obviously.
Right.
But it also documents a link between the accident and your injuries.
Okay, so having a professional diagnosis that clearly states your injuries were caused by the fall.
Exactly.
Can be crucial.
Especially if you're considering legal action. Now, while you're at the scene, if it's possible, try to document everything. Take photos or videos of the hazard.
Oh, yeah.
Surrounding area.
Mm-hmm.
Even your injuries, if it's, you know, appropriate.
Smartphones are a lifesaver in these situations.
Oh, they really are. And don't forget to get contact information from any witnesses. Their statements can be incredibly valuable.
It's like building a case, you know, right from the start.
Yeah, it is, in a way. You're collecting the pieces of the puzzle that'll help establish negligence if you choose to pursue legal action.
So you've documented the scene, you've got your witnesses. What's next?
Report the incident. If it happened in a store, tell the manager.
Right.
If it was on a public sidewalk, contact the city. Make sure you get a copy for your records.
Official documentation.
Exactly. And remember, just stay calm. Avoid discussing fault or blame at the scene.
Oh, yeah.
Anything you say can be used against you later.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say someone's taken all the right steps. They documented the scene. They reported the incident. They saw a doctor. What happens next? Is it time to find a lawyer?
That's up to you. But consulting with a lawyer, even just an initial consultation, can be helpful. They can assess your situation, explain your options, and help you understand the legal process.
So when it comes to picking a lawyer, what should I look for?
Experience is key. Specifically, experience in slip and fall cases.
Gotcha.
Look for someone with a proven track record of success in premises liability law here in Atlanta.
Okay.
They'll know local regulations and have a better understanding of how to navigate these types of cases.
So it's all about finding that right advocate for your specific situation.
Yeah.
But let's go back to the injuries themselves for a sec.
Okay.
We talked about the documentation and the legal options. Mm-hmm. What are some of the most common injuries people get in slip and falls?
Fractures and broken bones, those are super common, especially wrist fractures from people trying to catch themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And as we mentioned earlier, hip fractures, those can be really rough, particularly for older adults.
Yeah, for sure.
But, you know, it's not just about the broken bones. Soft tissue injuries like sprains, strains, ligament tears, those are also very common with slip and falls. They might not be as, you know, dramatic as a fracture, but they can be really painful.
Yeah.
And debilitating, often requiring a long recovery time and lots of physical therapy.
Mm-hmm. And then there's head injuries, which I feel like can range from pretty mild concussions to really severe stuff.
Yeah, definitely. And those can have really long-lasting consequences.
Great,
affecting cognitive function, memory, even personality.
Yeah.
It's super important to see a doctor right away if you hit your head, even if you don't think it's that bad.
Always better to be safe than sorry. I want to go back to something you mentioned earlier, though.
Okay.
That idea of, like, shared responsibility. It's really easy to just focus on the property owner's duty of care.
Right.
But what about our responsibility?
I think that's a really great point. While property owners do have that legal obligation to keep things safe, we also play a role in preventing accidents, being aware of our surroundings, paying attention to potential hazards, wearing the right shoes.
Mm.
All of those can reduce our risk.
It's about being mindful, right, and proactive, especially here in Atlanta where we have those crazy uneven sidewalks and all the tree roots everywhere.
You got it. We can't always control the environment, but we can control how we move through it.
So it's a combo of advocating for those safe environments and taking personal responsibility.
Exactly. And, you know, if an accident does happen, despite our best efforts, knowing the right steps to take can make a huge difference.
That goes back to all the great info from Bader Scott Injury Lawyers.
Right? Yeah, absolutely.
That website is such a good resource for understanding slip and fall accidents, the legal options.
And they even offer free consultations.
Oh, wow.
So you can talk to an experienced attorney with no obligation.
Awesome. So let's recap. We know slip and fall accidents are serious.
Yeah.
They can lead to a lot of injuries. Significant consequences for the victims.
For sure. We've also highlighted that property owners do have a duty of care, keep their premises reasonably safe, but that we also have a responsibility to be aware and protect ourselves.
We talked about what to do after a fall. Seek medical attention. Document the scene, gather witness information, report the incident.
Don't forget to report the incident.
And if you're considering taking legal action, an experienced personal injury lawyer is essential.
Especially one who specializes in slip and fall cases.
Right. So it's about empowering yourself with knowledge and taking the right steps to protect your rights and well-being.
Exactly. And something I want to really emphasize is that seeking compensation after a slip and fall isn't just about money.
Oh, okay. Interesting. What do you mean by that?
It's about accountability, you know, holding those property owners accountable for keeping things safe.
Yeah.
When someone gets hurt because of negligence, seeking compensation can actually incentivize property owners to prevent future accidents.
So it's like a ripple effect.
It is.
Yeah.
And for the victim, getting compensation helps cover their medical bills, lost wages, other costs, allowing them to really focus on healing and getting their life back on track.
So it's about justice. It's about closure after something really traumatic happens.
Exactly. Like, and that's sometimes that can be just as important as the money.
Before we wrap up, I want to leave our listeners with a question to think about.
Oh, I like this. Hit me.
We talked about the legal side of things, what to do after a fall.
Mm-hmm.
But ultimately, prevention is key, right?
Absolutely.
I want to challenge our listeners to think about their daily routines.
Okay.
Where are those potential slip and fall hazards lurking? That uneven step you always avoid, that dimly lit hallway, that rug that keeps bunching up. What can you do to mitigate these risks?
I love that. It's about being aware of your surroundings, being careful, reporting hazards to property owners so they can take care of them before someone gets hurt.
It's about turning this knowledge into action, making a safer environment for everyone.
Couldn't have said it better.
Well, that brings us to the end of our deep dive into slip and fall accidents in Atlanta. We hope you found this information useful and feel more prepared to navigate this, you know, this often overlooked hazard.
As always, stay curious, stay informed, and stay safe out there. And if you're thinking about legal action, getting an experienced personal injury lawyer, someone who really knows slip and fall cases.
Yeah.
That's essential.
It seems like there's so much to think about.
There is.
Right.
But a good lawyer, they can really help you understand all the complexities of premises liability law, gather the right evidence, and even handle the insurance companies for you.
It's about having someone in your corner.
Exactly. Someone who knows the ropes.
Right. So it really is about empowering yourself, right?
Yeah.
With the knowledge and taking the right steps to protect yourself.
Absolutely.
Both your rights and your well-being.
And I want to stress this, you know, seeking compensation after a slip and fall, it's not always about the money.
Oh, that's interesting. What do you mean by that?
Well, sometimes it's about making sure that property owners are held accountable.
Okay, yeah.
You know, for keeping their property safe.
Right, right.
When someone's injured because of negligence, seeking that compensation, well, it can actually push property owners to take steps to prevent future accidents.
So it's about sending a message.
It is. It's about making a difference.
Yeah.
And for the victim, you know, receiving that compensation can help them cover their medical bills, their lost wages, you know, all those costs that come with recovery. And that allows them to really focus on healing and getting their life back.
It's about getting back on your feet.
Exactly. Yeah. It's about justice and closure after something so traumatic.
Yeah. And sometimes I guess that can be just as important as the financial part of it.
Absolutely.
Before we wrap things up, though, I want to leave our listeners with something to think about, a question.
Oh, I like that. Lay on me.
We've been talking about the legal stuff, what to do after a fall.
Mm-hmm.
But really, preventing these accidents, that's the best thing, right?
100%.
So I want to challenge our listeners to think about their daily routines.
Okay. Yeah.
Where are those hidden slip and fall hazards, those potential dangers? You know, is there an uneven step you always try to avoid, or a dimly lit hallway, maybe a rug that's always bunching up? What can you do to make the situations a little safer?
I love that. You're right. It's about paying attention to your surroundings, being cautious, reporting hazards to the property owner so they can fix them before anyone gets hurt.
It's about taking what we've learned today and actually putting it into action, creating a safer world for ourselves and for everyone around us.
You nailed it.
Well, that brings us to the end of our deep dive into slip and fall accidents here in Atlanta. We hope you found it helpful, informative, and feel a little more prepared to deal with this hazard that's often overlooked.
As always, stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, stay safe out there. And you know, it's not just about those obvious hazards. Sometimes it's the things we just overlook, you know, like a spilled drink that hasn't been cleaned up yet, or even just a change in flooring.
Oh, yeah, like going from carpet to tile.
Exactly. Those transitions can be tricky.
Especially if you're not paying attention.
Right. So it really is about being present, being mindful of every step.
Mm-hmm. I think it's also important to remember that slip and falls can happen anywhere, right?
Oh, absolutely.
It's not just like sidewalks and stores.
No, not at all. You know, I've seen cases where people have slipped and fallen in their own homes, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Maybe on a wet bathroom floor, or even tripping over a toy that was left out.
It's so easy to let your guard down in a familiar environment.
It really is. You know, we get comfortable. We think we know every inch of the place.
Right.
But accidents can still happen. You know, it's important to stay vigilant no matter where you are.
Mm-hmm. So I guess the takeaway here is that slip and fall prevention really is a shared responsibility.
It is. Yeah. It's about property owners doing their part to maintain safe environments.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also about us, you know, individuals taking those precautions, being aware, you know, watching our step.
And if an accident does happen, knowing what to do, knowing how to protect yourself.
Exactly. And, you know, that's where resources like the Bader Scott website come in.
Yeah, that's such a great resource.
It is. It's full of information on slip and fall accidents, your rights, what to do if you're injured.
And they offer those free consultations, too.
They do. So you can talk to an expert, get some guidance without any obligation.
Awesome. Well, I think we've covered a lot of ground today. You know, we've talked about the causes of slip and falls,
mm-hmm.
the common injuries, the legal aspects.
The importance of prevention.
Right. And how to protect ourselves.
It's been a good dive.
It has. So to wrap up, I just want to say, you know, slip and fall accidents, they might seem like minor mishaps, but as we've seen, they can have serious consequences.
For sure.
It's important to stay informed, to be aware of the risks, and to take those proactive steps to stay safe.
Couldn't agree more. Stay vigilant, everyone. Watch your step.
And that's a wrap for today's deep dive. Thanks for listening.